The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, and he said, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that all may be one. Father, are in me and you, they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love me even as I love you. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and I know that you sent me. I've made known your name to them, that it may be made known to you. The love with which you loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I invite you to pray with me today and pray for me today. The Word of God has already been proclaimed. Proclaimed well today. And now we come for this moment where the preacher is supposed to preach the word. And so I ask for your prayers and your guidance, your blessing. Just lift your hands up today and pray with me that what God has already ordained to be said may come through me to you, that somebody, anybody might get blessed this morning. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. All things are in your hands. We are here today, Lord, on grace and mercy. We think sometimes we do it on our own, but it was your grace and mercy. I don't think they heard, Lord. Your grace and mercy that woke us up today. And so we ask you just to be with us this morning. May the word we hear today indeed find a place in the hearts of your people. We ask all our blessings through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Give God some praise this morning. God has been good. Give God some praise this morning. You know, sometimes in our prayer life, we come to God to give a whole list of things we want God to do, don't we? Be honest, huh? Fix this, heal that, make this happen. As a former high school teacher, my students always wanted to pray before an exam. Father, pray over my exams and make sure I get an A. We often come to God asking God to do something for us. But sometimes we just need to come to God and say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
you see, when you recognize what God has done for you, when you recognize your blessings and how good, how gracious, how awesome, how generous, just praise Him. Even in the midst of the mess, the drama, the mistakes, all God deserves the praise. Because God's been good. And sometimes our prayer should simply be, thank you, God. Even when it's not all fixed the way it should be, I want to thank you. Because you've been so good. You've been great to me. And I don't know where you are, but for me and my house, for me as a Christian man, I just want to thank Him because He's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. He deserves the praise. As I was sitting this morning in early time prayer, working on this word, that God has already set it apart. But I thought to myself, thank you, God, for St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the Kingdom of North Laguna. It's not bragging. It's not boasting. It's just being grateful and recognizing what God has done in this space. When I walk down this aisle, seeing folks from South Philly and West Philly, Mount Airy, Northeast, come here, the St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. I look at our ladies turning out full of grace to celebrate once again the gift of Claverism from all these different parishes. They come here, the St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, where it all started. Where it all started. You see, if history is told correctly, we had to fight to get the Clavers in this diocese. Some folks didn't want us to have this we have today, but it was most precious blood of our Lord Church where it all started. Well, thank you, God, that today we recognize our graduates. From eighth grade, from high school, from college. I heard a stat yesterday that disturbed me. I was at a banquet yesterday, and someone said that less than 70% the school district of Philadelphia high school students graduate on time. We should not say, well, thank you, I don't have to send my kid to a public school. That should not be our stance. Because if we care about children, if we care about the city of Philadelphia, that should bother us. And we should be working and advocating and stomping and making sure that every child has what she or he needs to be their best. Oh. And so I thank God for the young people who are graduating from some of our best schools and moving on to the next chapter in their lives. Living out what the great mother said, Mary McLeod Methuen, I leave you a legacy of learning, education, education, education. Nobody can take that from you. How blessed are we in a space with one of the lowest ratios of college graduates in our city, but we have, oh, stand up, the class of 2019. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Don't tell me. Stand up. Don't tell me. Don't tell me We don't have in our midst excellence in education. Oh, I'm blessed. I thank God, especially for these high school students. I've watched you grow. It's hard to imagine you're going on to college. So proud of them. Thank you, God. And yes, we welcome Joshua Brooks today into our church. His story, as I prayed about this morning, is one I've never experienced here. We certainly have welcomed and baptized adults in our church. Every year we've done it. This past Easter Vigil, we had 3 grown men who said, I want to join the church. We have little ones who are brought to the water to be baptized. But I've never experienced a high school young person on his own choice, over and over and over asking him, do you want this? It can't be what somebody else wants. It's got to be what you want. Is God calling you to give yourself away in service? How blessed are we today to welcome a young man into the church, to confirm him and give him his first Holy Communion. You know, somebody who's 50 plus now, who's worked in a lot of urban spaces, I've had many conversations with black young men. Many of them have been about discipline. Why you do this? A traumatic experience. I've been to prison to visit people. I've been to family court many times to advocate. How good it is, my brother, to talk to you about Jesus and the path that God has for you. Thank you, God, that I'm here today to witness this gift to our church in this young black man. And thank you, God, as we are in vigil mode right now, prayer mode, asking for God's Holy Spirit to come upon one of our own, Brother Melvin. Watched him grow and develop all these years. And when the Archbishop lays hands on those 7 men this Saturday, one of them is one of us in Melvin Burton. One of them is one of us. Thank you, God, that God is still calling people to ministry and to service. And perhaps his story might recognize and help somebody else realize I too can serve and give myself away. And so we pray this week that God's Holy Spirit will come upon Melvin and his wife and his children. And that next Sunday, he will change his seat, take his place at the right hand of the Father to serve as deacon. Thank you, God. And the word today, the gospel today, Jesus has a prayer moment with his Father. He says he lifts up his eyes to heaven. Keep your head to the sky. The old school song said, keep your head to the sky. It's where Stephen, in that first reading, found his strength in the midst of torture for serving Christ. Keep your head to the sky, church. In the midst of trouble and tribulations, keep your head to the sky, church. When the world comes at you sideways, keep your head to the sky. Keep your head up. You got to keep your head up, church. because things are going to get easier. You got to keep your head up. And Jesus, in raising up his head, he has this moment of conversation with his God, his Father. And notice the prayer time is not for him, for us. I pray for them that they may be one in the oneness that is God. God is one. We're in this love together. That's who God is. God's a oneness God. And anytime you see division, discord, mess, drama, the devil has been in the middle of it. Because the devil lives in fraction and bitterness and division. Our God does not build walls. Our God builds bridges of oneness. And God intended always we would be one people. That's why it's so sad and so sinful when people still do nasty things to each other. When we shoot up synagogues and mosques and churches and all kind of violence we see every day on our streets and our fascination with guns. I'm not against the Second Amendment, but why are we so in love with guns? So much so, we continue to offer prayers and thoughts for those who've been ripped apart by gun violence, as we experience once again on Friday night. Prayers and sorrow, prayers and thoughts, light some candles, wear some t-shirts, and the same thing continues. God doesn't want that disunity. It's happening in Washington. We see that gridlock when nothing seems to get done because grown men who are supposed to be serving us continue to think about themselves. As opposed to the common good. Discord and disunity is not in the mind of God. But there's one line that jumps off the page today I want to leave you with as I keep saying thank you, God, this morning. It's 17:24. John chapter 17, verse 24. Go back and read that again this evening. Because you love me, before the foundation of the world. Jesus knew he was loved. He knew the power and the presence of God's love in his life. And that's what allowed him to continue to give himself away. I give myself away that you might use me. Because a few chapters going forward, he will give himself away on that cross to save the world. That everyone would know God loves you unconditionally. God is with you. God's not abandoned you. And God is with you through all the things you go through. God is with you, my brother. As you walk these days, God is with you. My sisters and brothers who are graduating, as you move on to whatever God has in store for you, know you walk with the love of God with you. Yes. God is with you. Yes. God loves you. Yes. And you. Amen. You're surrounded by love. Yes. Surrounded by love. All over. God is with you. And God loves you. And if that is true, we give ourselves away. Yes. That God might use us any way God wants to. Yes. My life is not my own. To you I belong, Lord. I give myself away to you. Yes. Let us know today how blessed we are to be in this space. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that we are here in your kingdom, St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, in the kingdom of North Philadelphia. Amen.